RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Since the invention of color television, when has there been a time where the Bears have truly sustained success? Doesn't matter what era you began following the Bears. 63, they win the championship. It's a one-shot deal. Sandwiched between the greatest dynasty of modern football, the Green Bay Packers and Lombardi. The 1970s, a forgettable decade. Yes, they had sweetness, but they didn't win. 85, the greatest single season that any football team has had in the Super Bowl era. And you're thinking it's just the beginning of a dynasty. And it wasn't. The 90s, forgettable. Lovie Smith comes in. They make the Super Bowl in 2006 with Rex Grossman, and you're thinking, you know, Urlacher, Briggs, Peanut, this is the beginning, Hester, this is the beginning of something really special. It was not. 2018, Matt Nagy comes in. You would never have thought back then, you know, Mitchell Trubisky is going to be a guy that you see as a professional backup in commercials, ordering food for people in insurance company type stuff, right? But double doink happens. You're thinking, man, the Bears will get a kicker in 2019 and they'll be back to where they need to be. Never happened. That's why, make this the year.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Yo,
his palms are sweaty.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show, and we've got a full boat show for you today. That's right. I'm here. It's the day after Christmas, and I didn't get the memo that I was the only person who hosts here regularly that was going to be here. But that's neither here nor there. Alex Kuhn is in full space command. He is by himself handling this show. And that's all right. Although Sean Sears is still hanging around helping out with stuff too. Spiegs is off today. He will be back on Monday. That man is Zach Zaidman. I am so happy to see you, man.
It's been way too long, hasn't it?
I wholeheartedly agree. People, I've said it all the time. You hear me talk about it, that Zach's just one of my favorite people. If the Score had an actual locker room, my locker would be next to Zach's. And so even when we disagree, I adore him. So we are going to have some fun over the next 4 hours.
I can't wait. And you know what? This is fun. This is fun from the standpoint that it's so rare that the Bears are good and have a legitimate chance to do something. It's been exceptionally rare since, what, the last 15 years? You have 2018 kind of sandwiched in there, but there's an opportunity this season. There's no big dog. Yeah, the Rams are good. Yeah, Seahawks are good.
Bears Niners are good. Are good.
They are. And it's funny because you've hit on something that I was talking about a couple of weeks ago. And there were some people who got mad at me talking about it. But part of it is our shared experience of covering the Bears and covering the league. This is a weird year. It's a very strange year in the league. And so my question to people is, why not the Bears? Why not? And if you look at some of the other teams that you were expecting to be good this year, a lot of them have faltered. And so you can't take it for granted. I hate when people talk about, well, this person is going to be in place for 10 years or 12 years. Like, you can't take any of that stuff for granted. It is in front of the Bears right now. And I get that that is also a bit of a shift. The idea that you were looking at this year is a year as they were building up or ramping up, and now the expectations change. If we're talking about a team that eventually becomes the number one seed in the NFC, the expectations for that, you can't revert back to August. It now becomes like, okay, you're the number one seed. What you got?
I look at it this way. You're never going to go back and go, you know what? That 2025 Cup season was so enjoyable. You know, they got to the playoffs. They took Milwaukee all the way to game five. It's over, right? It's championship or bust. We're Chicago. That's the way you should think, right? I just think that, yes, you can say that this season is a success right now. If the Bears don't play another game, it's been a successful season, right? But, man, you're going to feel awful if the Bears play the Packers in the wild card round of the playoffs and lose to Green Bay at Soldier Field. Is it still a successful season to you? Are you still going to spend the entire offseason going, you know what? Yes, everything was great. You know, the Bears are going to be back next year. Remember in 2019, you thought the Bears were just a kicker away? Not you, but that was the big narrative after the double doink. Remember in, and it's not just the Bears. This is an NFL thing. When Joe Burrow and the Bengals ended up in the Super Bowl a few years ago, they lost to the Rams. I'm sure Cincinnati thought it's only going to get better from here.
We've got the quarterback that can compete with Patrick Mahomes. We've got the guy that's going to allow us to win the AFC. And since then, he's been injured three times significantly. And they haven't been able to get back. And they've spent significant money to try to make that offense what it is and kind of ignoring what they're doing on defense. And here they sit now with a 27-year-old quarterback that's like, I'm not sure I'm happy playing at all anymore. You go from that to people wondering if Joe Burrow is going to call it a career or if he's trying to push a trade. And that's why, like, if there's something that's in front of you right now, you shouldn't have to delay your gratification on this if you're the Bears. Like, it's right there. Like, it can be had. And you need not look any further than the NFC North as a whole. That would have been a little bit of a dream in August for them to win the division. And now they're one win away from that being the case.
In 2023, when Ben Johnson was the offensive coordinator of the Lions, they had that heartbreaking loss in the playoffs to the 49ers. Did you ever think at that point, because I'm sure, and Dan Campbell even said it right after that game,
you might never get back here.
And I think we should all listen to that in this city. If I told you back in 2016, that was the only championship you would see from the Cubs,
you would have thought you were crazy.
Right? But
it's why I also don't like the Bears are a year early. I don't like that. The NFL is different than the other. I think in baseball it's easier to, not easier to project, but easier to accept a team is building, like stair-stepping their way towards something. In football, it's there. All you have to do is win one-game tournaments.
There's so many great things that have happened to the Bears this season. We cannot use metrics. They try, but you can't really use metrics and analytics to quantify luck. But luck exists, good and bad. And the Bears have had just a great deal of fortune this season, whether it's a slew of backup quarterbacks that they face this season, having the ability to get the ball back late in games to allow Caleb Williams to show off some of that greatness at the tail end of games that has given him that Iceman nickname. It'd be nice if you had a full 60 minutes of that, but you don't. So I think you have to take advantage. The fact that you're here, you know, when they say you are what your record says you are, this is who the Bears are. They're an 11-win team. Now there's an opportunity to do a lot more. Take advantage of it. There's no Joe Burrow in this year's playoffs. There's no Patrick Mahomes in this year's playoffs.
There might not be Lamar Jackson in this year's playoffs.
Correct. And yes, Stafford is in. But when you look at the landscape of the NFC, I think we would all say that, you know, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles don't look like what
themselves.
We saw, right? Now, they may recapture it.
I'm very scared of that being a thing. Of all the things in the NFC that I'm worried about, I'm worried about the Eagles figuring things out and being like, wait a minute, we're really good at football. We should just go be good at football again for a month. And then they end up kind of, you know, turning your dreams into a nightmare. Like that. That's what I start looking at. And obviously Stafford's having an unbelievable season this year. And Sean McVay is incredible. The team that the Bears are going to play on Sunday night, that's another team that I think is a little bit scary. And we will officially turn the page at 3 o'clock. Zach has decided to allow Turn the Page Industries to turn the page so we can get you ready for what is a significant football game on Sunday.
Yep.
And I know that we're all high. We're still high about what happened on Saturday. We'll talk about that more in the next segment. But yeah, man, like there's a lot at stake. There's a lot to play. You mentioned 2019, and I can't get this out of my mind. We did a whole bunch of stuff here at The Score. I think it's actually the day that I met Herb Howard. I think that I met him that day because he came to one of our events. It's opening day 2019. We were doing shows in the lobby here at Prudential Plaza. And I left my midday show back then, and then went over to NBC Sports Chicago. And then we had a show out in the park. Okay, that's how excited people were for that game between the Bears and the Packers to kick off the season. And I remember Matt Nagy walking into Soldier Field dressed as George Halas. And I remember people being like, Bears are going to win by a million. And they did not. They did not win. And everything seemed to kind of go downhill from there, and it never quite recovered. Sure, you make the playoffs in 2020 with the first expanded playoffs because of COVID, but everyone kind of knew that team wasn't good, and it never quite looked the same after that. So I'm so in the mode, Zach, of, man, this is right there. It's in front of you right now, and for once in our history of covering the Bears, mm-hmm. in the history of the Bears as an organization, those breaks that ordinarily go against the Bears are actually working in the Bears' favor.
It's unbelievable that we're talking about the Bears beating the Packers last weekend, right? That's the kind of game the Bears always lose, and the Packers never squander a game like that, especially against the Bears. And yet the two teams went in opposite directions. Remarkable. You think about your lifetime as a Bears fan, not just you, Lawrence, but anyone listening. I don't care when you jumped on board, right? 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, this millennium. How many times in your Bears fan life can you remember a big-time pass play that got you excited? Almost always, every great Bear memory,
it's a defensive play or a big run.
It's a big run, a big return, a pick six, a kick, a hard tackle. You know, you watched Butkus and Sayers, the greatest defensive player, arguably in the history of the NFL, and one of the greatest running backs, most electric running backs in terms of flair that has ever existed.
You watched Hampton and McMichael, right? And Mike Singletary, and then you watched, you know, Mike Brown walk off.
Sweetness leaping over the pile, right? The Mike Brown came
back to back,
right?
Yeah.
Devin Hester with just unbelievable returns.
Brian,
right?
Urlacher making plays that you never thought you would see a defender make.
Robbie Gould with some big kicks and big moments, right? But think about the pass plays. In 2006 in the NFC Championship game, there was a tremendous big pass play from Rex Grossman to Bernard Berrien that helped seal the deal for the Bears against the Saints, right? I recall that primetime game in San Diego when Jay Cutler zipped that pass to Zach Miller, the one-handed catch, where they won late, right? But not like this, not against this opponent, right? Your number one rival in Green Bay. And Kayla Williams, I heard someone say this, and it's so true. You could not hand off the ball with more accuracy to DJ Moore than the throw he made for 46 yards to walk it off.
And for DJ to be able to concentrate and make that catch with the defender on his back, the defender putting his arm over the face mask of his helmet and still coming down with that ball and not letting it fall out. It was an incredible play.
And that's just one of many. That's the signature play. But this season has featured some of the most majestic pass plays that you can remember as a Bears fan, whether it was Colson Loveland catching the ball
against the Bengals.
Against the Bengals and essentially the little pirouette. You have two defensive backs bang into each other. That's what I'm talking about, being fortunate. You know?
Right. That's what I mean. Like these are the plays that ordinarily go against the Bears, and they're going for the Bears. And that's why I'm like, look, and the text like, well, they are a year early. Maybe they're right on time. Maybe they're right on time because of all of the things that are going their way.
Let me ask you this. If you were a Commanders fan last season,
you
would have thought, there's no way it's over. Look at what Jaden Daniels did in year one. And he very well, maybe next year, is healthy again, and they're able to recapture the magic. But you just don't know. This is such a difficult sport to repeat. And I think we've been spoiled because for essentially a two-decade-plus tenure in the NFL, you've had either Brady or Mahomes working their magic. You don't know if Caleb Williams is anywhere close to those guys. You know, maybe 10 years from now, we look at it in a completely different way. But you can't call a guy that until he shows that he is that. He's shown glimpses of special elite level ability. That doesn't mean that he's going to be a special elite quarterback. This is who he could be for the rest of his career.
That would be great.
Which you'll take, but it doesn't mean that you can squander this year.
I'm glad that you brought up the example of the Commanders because it had been used going into this year to tell you kind of what Caleb is not. And I really do think that you have to look inside of the Commanders' run last year and point a couple things out. One, that 12-5 record that they had last year, 10 of their wins came against teams that ended up with losing records. And that's similar to what's going on with the Bears. Two, they had a bunch of one-year deals, a bunch of guys that played to the high. Like, you couldn't even imagine guys playing as well as they did. And then this year, you look at what's happened, a lot of those guys declined. And you saw the quarterback get hurt multiple times, which was on his scouting report coming out of college, one of the things that people worried about. And that's why, like, when people have said that Jaden is so far ahead of Caleb, even though I'm a Jaden guy, right? Like, I'm someone that thought that in college the two guys were not that far apart. And then when we got to the pros, it was like, oh, well, Jaden took the step and Caleb didn't. And coming into this year, I felt like they're not that far apart. When you're paying attention to what happened with those guys this year, and then you start saying, well, are there some parallels? Well, yeah, there are a couple. You can go, is Nashawn Wright this guy all the time? Or was he that guy this year? And that's it, right? Did you maybe get real lucky, or is it great scouting that you were able to get Kyle Manungai and he has been this good this quickly for you? And will you be able to duplicate that? That's why, like, I don't want to just leave it to, well, they'll be fine next year. Because if you look around the NFL, if you just look at the teams that were in the playoffs, honestly, if you just look at the two teams that were in the Super Bowl last year, you can look at two teams and go, ooh, their seasons have changed dramatically from when we saw them in February.
You bring up a great point. Something that sticks with me. The last time the Bears won the NFC and made the Super Bowl, we covered that team back in 2006. They had a phenomenal offseason where nearly every move worked out right. Devin Hester, Daniel Manning, Mark Anderson. We don't talk about him a lot, but he was a big-time pass rusher, and he helped them a great deal.
And people thought, well, he can only get better. And like, well, he could also get worse.
And they also had a remarkable run when it came to free agency in the lead-up to that team. You know, whether it was John Tate, Roberto Garza. I mean, we
Thomas
can go on.
Jones.
Thomas Jones. Whole bunch of Muhsin Muhammad. There are a whole bunch of them, right? You don't know. You don't know if you're going to have the same kind of offseason this upcoming year that you did last year, where every move they made
has worked
out from head coach to the rest of the staff. I mean, they hit a home run across the board when it comes
to the guys that they brought in on the offensive line, bringing in CJ Gardner-Johnson when you were down Kyler Gordon.
To your draft picks from guys like Loveland up high to Manungai down lower in the draft. It's all worked out, right? I mean, there's just so many different contributors that have had an immediate impact. Think how many times in your Bears life the Bears have invested all this capital in the draft. And not only did that person not contribute in year one, but you never saw that guy contribute as a Bear. Think about it. And here you're seeing multiple guys not just contribute, but contribute at a high level immediately.
Now, that might be because you're seeing a higher level of coaching than what you could have possibly imagined. That I want to give Ben Johnson credit for a lot of the things that we're seeing. And that, too, you can get caught doing that, too. And people did that with Matt Nagy. People in Washington last year did that with Dan Quinn and with Cliff Kingsbury. It can change, which is why it's important to seize it, like seize the opportunity. So we need to take a break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's continue to talk about this, Zach, and let's also talk about the high that people are on and coming down from that high to realize there's a really important game on Sunday.
Huge.
So we're going to talk about that. Zach Zateman is in for Spiegs. It's the Spiegel.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Matt Forte.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes, with you and Spiegel. You know, it's good to be back with you guys.
Afternoons on the Score.
On the fake, Williams looking downfield, launching downfield, going for it all! It is caught! Bears win it! DJ Moore!
Highlight courtesy of Fox. Yes, people are still buzzing from that win, and it is understandable. By the way, Zach Zabeman is sitting in for Speegs. We got you for the next 3.5 hours. We're going to have a lot of fun on today's show. Hopefully, you are enjoying it as you are driving around, or maybe you're getting everything put into recycling, or you're cleaning up around your tree after yesterday's festivities, or doing all the dishes from all of the meals yesterday. But however you're consuming us, or if you're watching us on YouTube or Twitch, we appreciate that. Here on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. What better way to do a Football Friday than have someone like Zach Zabeman here to talk football with you?
I think for a whole generation of fans, that was the biggest play they've ever seen in their lives, watching the Bears. Caleb Williams going 46 yards, the walk-off to DJ Moore. The only time this season that the Bears have led the Packers, and yet they split the regular season series. Think about that.
It's pretty crazy. These last four games, and I get there's a little different regime last year. These last four games have been...
No. There wasn't just a different regime last year. It's one of the worst years in Chicago sports history.
It was.
For any team. Any team. Just the complete dysfunction. Here you are, you're drafting a guy that the NFL world believes is generational, and you decide to have him guided by people who did not deserve to be in the positions that they had.
Folks who were not qualified for the job, and especially that job.
So a year ago at this time, and it was fair to ask these questions, we were wondering, is Caleb Williams good? Forget great. Is he just good? Can he be a serviceable NFL quarterback? Because he didn't look that way last year at all. And yes, there was a lot of dysfunction around him. But, you know, if a guy is truly special, don't you see it and almost see it immediately? You know, it's not like Joe Burrow entered this special situation in Cincinnati. But when he got healthy, all of a sudden, bam, they took off. You know, it didn't take Aaron Rodgers long. When he took the field, when he finally got an opportunity to play, you saw greatness from Aaron Rodgers almost right away. Same thing with Patrick Mahomes. Same thing from Tom Brady. You know, all these guys hit the field at a different time.
Yeah, but all three of them got to sit and learn for a little while, though. And Caleb, they were just like, all right, man.
Well, not only did he not have a chance to learn,
He had to put the entire franchise on his shoulders last year.
There were no coaches to guide him, and you can see what a difference having. I mean, the Bears went from a laughingstock when it came to their coaches to having one of the best staffs in the entire National Football League. There's going to be a good race for Coach of the Year. But the Bears have a guy who legitimately is in the running. That's awesome. And you've seen the little things. I mean, Caleb has a long way to go to improve to the level to become the Bears quarterback that they thought they were getting when they drafted him number one overall, because there were really high expectations. You know, they talked about this guy. He was billed, when you say generational, somewhere between what, Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes, like ready to go. And he wasn't. And I understand that. It's hard, but he got no help from the coaches last year. There wasn't a veteran in the room, in that quarterback room,
nope,
to help him. So thankfully, I don't know how they went about doing it, but thankfully they got it right this time.
They did. It's a smart thing that happened. And it bothered me like last year because of the expectations. And I will rail against the industrial draft complex for forever and forever, that we tend to forget when these things have been said about previous quarterbacks. And you go, well, you know, Caleb's, we haven't seen a quarterbacking prospect like this in 20 years. And I'm like, hold on a second. Because I remember when Trevor Lawrence was a freshman at Clemson, what people were saying about him. Now, he's finally gotten to the place that people kind of thought that he would be in what, season six or whatever it is for him? That he's finally gotten to that place. But I also thought that their approach to Caleb last year was very cavalier. It was very much, well, we got this guy, and that's all we need to do. That he's going to come in and fix it, as Hamp would say, to deodorize all of this. And it was unfair. It's unfair to go, hey, 22-year-old kid, we need you to do everything. And he's like, I could use a little help myself trying to get this thing corrected, and I'll fake it until I make it, but y'all going to bring some people in here who could actually help me?
I think, and you know, there's this saying that you have to fail in order to succeed. And I believe there's some of that is true, but I just feel like they wasted a complete year. All the stuff we talk about this season with Caleb, the improved footwork, getting rid of the ball quicker, not taking as many sacks, that kind of stuff could have learned last year. Mm-hmm. And then you could have spent this season working on the computer chip and understanding how to read defenses better and take advantage with your mind as well as your body. This year, he's been working on the body. Next year, hopefully, year two in the system with some familiarity, now you can start working on the mind. But this is the year where you're 11-4. This is the year where this weekend, before you even take the field in San Francisco, you have an opportunity to perhaps be the NFC North champion if the Packers lose. You have a realistic chance at this point in time, as we sit here today, to potentially be the number one seed in the NFC. You got to go for this stuff. Even though there's a large semblance of Bears fans who keep saying, well, you know what? This is year one. Next year, there's going to be... Sometimes progress isn't linear.
Sometimes it's right here. Yes, Alex?
I have a question for you guys. Can I both think you can't take this season for granted and they should push to win a Super Bowl this year, and also think that this franchise under Ben Johnson is the most set up for relative success over the next 5 or 10 years?
Okay.
Than any other time in Bears history.
Yes, I do think that it's okay for you to find that balance. I think that a lot of people don't. And I will say that we often do put a scale on something too long. And I think a 5 to 10 year set up to succeed for 5 to 10 years in the NFL is too long of a scale, because so many different things can happen and it can fall apart in an instant, right? Like, it honestly, we're right at what, year 9 with the Chiefs, right? Like, and you're sitting there going, well, there's 3 Super Bowls, they're going to be around, and now you could end up with Travis Kelce retiring, Andy Reid retiring, and Patrick Mahomes being on the shelf until next November.
So more realistically, 3 to 5 years.
That's
what you're saying.
I'm a little bit more conservative when it comes to this type of stuff. That's what I would feel comfortable with.
I think the rookie deal of the quarterback is what you have to look at. That's the way these things are designed now. Remember when this city went off on me, including some members of the media that you mentioned in the last segment, when I criticized after 1 year of Justin Fields, you could see you can't win in the NFL throwing the ball like he throws the ball. That's not an NFL passing quarterback. And still the case today. Pittsburgh tried it, didn't work out. Jets tried it, didn't work out. Cost both of them a little bit of money. Cost the Bears a little bit. I just think right now you don't even know if the Bears will pick up the fifth-year option on Caleb Williams. Of course, after that game against Green Bay, and after seeing some of the incredible plays that he's made late in games this year, you're thinking, absolutely, But you don't know. What if you don't see improvement? What if this is just who he is?
This being who he is probably good enough to win. Because, I mean, you could theoretically say, well, they're going to win a division with him being this good. The thing that I find remarkable about him as a quarterback is he's got the thing that you can't usually coach. And that's the, hey, the game is out of control. We need someone to rally us. He, for some reason, has the ability to take a deep breath, to slow his heartbeat down, and then make plays. The part that you said earlier is what they need, though. What happens between quarter one and quarter three? And is there a level of consistency that can be found? And yet still, when the moment calls for him to go do the crazy stuff, will he still be in a frame of mind to do all of that?
He shows exceptional poise under pressure. That's the stuff you can't teach. I think his greatest gift is, and the reason the Bears are in these tight games, which gives him an opportunity to win them, is he doesn't turn the ball over. So the Bears have this twofold attack going. They generate a great deal of takeaways.
We've seen that before.
Right? But you can't count on that forever. There are times where they just don't come. They just don't come. And then what are you going to do? Like they didn't happen against Green Bay until the tail end, right? And you saw the Bears had a difficult time beating a team with a backup quarterback. Well, its best offensive player and its best defensive player. They had a difficult time scoring a touchdown against that team until things got crazy at the end.
Might have gotten a little too cute, though. Like, had a chance early to score a touchdown.
And, like, didn't have the ball for most of the game after that.
Right, but you know what? They were physically pushing the Packers down the field, and then we're like, hey, let's try something wacky.
But at that point, did you think they would not be able to move the ball again until 2 minutes left in the game? Come on.
No.
So if there's a time to run a trick play, it's when you're taking on a team that's missing its best defensive player, and you're right at the goal line. You're right at the goal line. This is a play that you practice. It's not like they, on a whim, they decided, you know what?
Let's draw something up in the dirt.
We haven't run this since September, but you know what? In practice, but let's do it now. I mean, this is the thing that makes me scratch my head. You didn't expect them to just shut it down offensively for the rest of the game until the 2 minute warning. That shouldn't be the case. But the point I'm trying to make, though, with the Bears is this is not a formula for long term success. But this year it's working for whatever reason. But you cannot continue to rely on teams not having a starting quarterback in there, generating a great deal of takeaways in remarkable fashion, and then winning these spectacular games at the end because the other team, for whatever reason, falls apart. It's just, think about this. Next year, we think the Lions are done, and they very well may be. But next year, the schedule is more favorable for Detroit. They've done a good job over the years drafting with that group, with Brad Holmes as the general manager, right? Green Bay next year should have a healthy Micah Parsons, and they have a dangerous quarterback.
You know, they might not have him at the beginning, though. Like, that's the thing, that he might, even if he's out there, he might not be himself until November or December, which is terrifying, that you might be getting a healthy Micah Parsons returning in November and December.
But Tucker Kraft should be back. I mean, they're going to be more formidable.
And they'll probably make some moves, too.
100%.
Like, they've got to make some moves to kind of get some redundancy to build themselves back up.
And as we saw yesterday, Minnesota still has a dangerous defense. They still have two of the best receivers in football. And my guess is there's going to be a lot of competition for that quarterback position next year. If McCarthy wins it, congratulations to him, but I don't think he's going to be handed the position at the start of next year unless he earns it with some big-time competition.
While we're talking about the Bears, after a break, let's talk more specifically about Detroit and what's happened, because I think a lot of people watch, well, we'll see how many people watched it. Alex didn't watch it, but a lot of people watched it.
I watched the end.
Just the end, though,
just
right?
The
You're
end.
Like, I'm not watching this thing. But how this whole thing falls apart, and obviously there is a connection to the Bears inside there, but it's also like a cautionary tale, too. So let's talk about that in the context of the Bears. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to turn the page and get you ready for Bears versus 49ers. Zach Zaidman is in for Matt Spiegel. This is the
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Scott is in Wisconsin, and now Scott is on Spiegel and Holmes. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing? Great show. Hey,
you're right.
I got a couple questions. Great show.
You're right.
You covered some of it.
Afternoons on the Score.
We are having a blast here on the Spiegel and Holmes show. Zach Zaidman is in for Spiegs. We are going to officially turn the page and get you ready for the 49ers coming up in the next segment. We also are going to talk with Olin Cruz today. Very much looking forward to that. I don't know if the two of us have talked with Olin together. I know that each of us have talked to him multiple times individually, but like as a show, I don't think you and I have ever done that.
Not as a show.
In locker rooms. Yeah.
Like, no, I talk to Olin a lot. Even this year, talked to Manley a lot. I mean, you can always. The best part, when I was a young pup reporter, you needed Olin Cruz to do your job the right way.
Yes.
And I felt like I got an education in football. I was really lucky with Jeff and Tom on the radio. And off the radio.
Jeff is someone I want to talk about a little bit later on, too,
by the way. And we'll get to him. But I had an opportunity to sit. Olin would pull me aside, sit next to his locker. The offensive lineman, brilliant people. Patrick Manley's locker was near there because he had the brain capacity to keep up with those great linemen. And you just learn the game. Like, sometimes it's okay to not talk and listen.
These are facts.
And all those, I mean, I... between him, Reuben Brown, some late nights in Bourbonnais. We can say that now.
We can.
Yeah, you don't get in trouble with curfew and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, Mike Brown, Urlacher, learned a lot.
Yeah. It was a locker room that would allow for you to learn if you were willing to listen. And they challenge you, too. You know, like you say something crazy on the air, people would be like, you said something crazy on the air.
Yes.
And here's why it was crazy. And try not to say crazy stuff on the air again. Let me educate you on why that was crazy.
Yes.
And you end up learning a lot of football that way. And, you know, as access has been more and more restrictive, I do worry that that's like one of those recipes that gets lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's because reporters can't build relationships as easily as we were able to. But you know, they're probably doing it in a different way. And as an old, I'm just not aware of it. But those moments you're talking about, and the training camp stuff in particular, man, the stuff that we would learn at the bar with players, like it's unimaginable now.
But there are different ways that people communicate now. The key is, it's still a people business, and you have to establish trust and fairness. And if you have those, and kindness and empathy and all that kind of stuff, and if you are those things, you will get a lot in return. And then you'll be able to speak more authentically,
mm-hmm.
and with authority on the air about all different aspects of the football team or any sport that you cover.
There's no doubt about that. They're watching the Lions yesterday and watching them the last month, as someone who really I've come around on Dan Campbell. When he first got the job, I'm like, I don't know if this is going to work. But he hired really good people. He hired really smart people. And it turns out he's a pretty smart guy himself. The way that he runs a team is, in a vacuum, a way that you would love for a coach to approach things. He's pretty honest with the public about the choices that he makes. And when he defends them, seeing them fall apart through injury, through people leaving, to Frank Ragnow not being there, to both of your coordinators being gone, Antoine Randall-El leaving the coaching staff. There was a lot of attrition that happened with the Lions because of their success. And I am wondering, how do you rope it back in? How do you get it back together? And the more I thought about it, yes, Ben Johnson not being there is a huge factor because of how brilliant of a play caller I think he is. Aaron Glenn not being there, I think, has meant an equal amount. And I know that looking at his tenure as Jets head coach might lead people to go, no, that's not the case. But I think that both guys were so significant in what they did to allow Dan Campbell to be Dan Campbell that now he's kind of been like, I got to do a little bit of everything now to make up for those two guys not being in the building.
There's a lot there to unwrap. I think Shepard's a really good defensive coordinator. I just don't think he has the same weaponry anymore that Aaron Glenn
sure,
had.
Brian Branch gets hurt. Both of your safeties get hurt. You got to start over pretty much from scratch.
Right, and last year they were able to overcome all those big injuries on defense because the offense never dipped. It was explosive from the get-go, even with some of the injuries that they had to deal with. I think this year, and Dan Campbell was a head coach, so he could worry exclusively about being a head coach and not doing two different jobs at the same time.
Yep.
And that, I think, hurt him this year. The fact that I think the clock management issues were a concern because you're worried about being a play caller. And while you're being a play caller, you're not handling the head coaching duties the way you did before. And when you're a head coach, then the offensive coordinator position isn't quite what it needs to be. And I think that's what happened this year. And sometimes you have all these injuries, you can't overcome them. That's why when you're in a position like they were in 2023, you have to take advantage. And I know it's almost scary because when I talk about this stuff, it's like I'm sucking the enjoyment away from what's transpired this season with the Bears. I'm not trying to do that. I'm just trying to say you cannot take this for granted. There is no guarantee that you will ever watch a season like this again with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, even though you think the arrow is pointing up. And I understand why. But it's been so bad here for so long that we've forgotten what good looks like.
I think you're right about that. All right. We are going to turn the page. There's a huge football game that's going to happen Sunday night that the Bears are playing in. And Zach and I are going to go through that. We're going to go through the rest of the NFC. We're going to check in on all the other teams that are vying for the number one seed, teams that have now punched their ticket into the playoffs, like the Packers. But we're going to turn the page and get you ready for Bears-Niners next here on The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.